The U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources will come to order. I'm obviously filling in for Chairman Manchin this morning, who expects to be here later today. I want to thank Chief Moore for being here today. In the last 18 months, Congress has provided you with more than $250 million increase in annual appropriations, an additional $5.4 billion in bipartisan infrastructure law, an additional $5 billion in the Inflation Reduction Act. These are timely and vital investments. In February, the President's Council of Advisors of Science and Technology issued a report to the President noting that more than 100 million Americans now live in areas that are threatened by wildfires. And as the Government Accountability Office noted last week, between January and October of last year, nearly 60,000 wildfires affected 7.2 million acres of land. GAO noted that the length of the fire season and frequency of fires are increasing while more people and infrastructure are at risk from these wildfires. Chief Moore, I know you are excited to discuss the proposed budget and how to meet those challenges. We too want to discuss those priorities because fire season is fast approaching. While I'm relieved to see the National Interagency Fire Center has not yet predicted a dangerous fire season for the West, an area facing significant wildfire risk is the central Washington part of our state. This is home to a very highly productive agriculture part of our state, and I want to better understand how the Forest Service is going to help rural communities in central Washington prevent and protect and recover from wildfire season. As we consider the Forest Service budget today, it's important to discuss how the Forest Service is spending historic investments made last Congress and how additional funding the administration is seeking would bolster our investments. I would like to start by commending you on the legislative proposal included in your budget to address a number of the problems facing wildland firefighters. I appreciate your setting up a new pay table for these workers, building off the successes of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and your stated desire to hire 970 more men and women to fill these roles. As we work through this, I do want to make sure that the funding that we are cognizant of what the funding is going to take to make these proposals a reality. I am told there is not a lot of cushion in the wildfire contingency reserve that we enacted 5 years ago as part of the fire borrowing fix. And as everyone knows, we wanted to quit borrowing from the fund and actually do the work that would help us prevent some of the fires from being at that catastrophic level. I was commenting to Senator Barrasso and thanking him for him coming to Seattle and us having a subcommittee hearing on wildland firefighting then, after we had seen devastating fires in the same central Washington part of our state. And so these are very, very important issues. Senators Wyden, Risch, and I, along with others, worked hard to successfully end the practice of fire borrowing. And we must ensure that the Forest Service does not return to that practice of robbing non-fire accounts to cover fire costs. Lastly, I was surprised and disappointed to see that your proposal did not include anything in regards to your requirements under the Dingell Act to provide firefighters with the best technology for fighting fires and keeping firefighters safe. The Dingell Act, which required Forest Service to equip firefighters with technologies that are meant to improve safety, I see nothing with regard to this requirement in the Forest Service proposal, so we'll have a chance to ask in Q&A about that. I would like to acknowledge a few other components of your budget proposal that are important to my state. For example, I appreciate this year's budget establishment of a permanent program to fund rehabilitation work after wildfires. The Burned Area Response Program will be able to provide more resources to areas impacted by wildfire, like those impacted by the Bolt Creek Fire that shut down Highway 2 in Washington last year after the fire burned the mountain slope just above the highway. These are really important areas to keeping communities operating, and in this case, a very vital link between the east and west part of our state, open and moving. I also appreciate the discussion in your budget about the inventory, the old growth stands on the national forest, and your proposed investment in the outdoor recreation funding is historic. Outdoor recreation employs over 114,000 people in the state of Washington, and according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, this sector grew by 8.7% over the last year. So we love the outdoor economy. It's continuing to grow, and we're working with our colleagues to try to very specifically focus on trail funding. But we are still falling short at what we need to do, because these are many family day trips, many backpacking adventures that many people come to Washington for and many people in Washington want to enjoy. So with that, there's a lot to talk about in the Q&A and a lot to hear from our witnesses on. I'll now turn it over to the ranking member, Senator Barrasso, for his opening remarks. And thanks again for your long-stead interest in these issues and paying attention to them and being willing to come to Washington after one of our big fire seasons. Thank